Are the Bucks at number one? Where are the Lightning? Where are the Rays going? I don't fucking know. Let's find out on the Stock. Hey, what's going on, sports fans? Welcome back to another episode of your Tampa Bay Sports Second. I'm your host, Roy. And if you hear some sort of scratching, that's just my dog trying to get into the studio and not me soothing my itchy asshole. Speaking of men, women, don't be ashamed. If it gets a little itchy down there, just sneak off, okay? Maybe grab a baby wipe, and maybe with some aloe in it. It's a nice little treat. You're going to thank me later. Just do it. If you can get a flushable one, it's even better. Just do it. Okay, know what else we can do? Why don't we go on and see what the Lightning are up to? The Lightning, last six games, 2-4. That's not what you want to see. Ben Bishop not playing well. Not at all. I mean, they lost, like I said, four of their last six games, and they lost pretty good. They gave up a lot of goals. Speaking of Ben Bishop and losing, I forgot to mention that in the Pittsburgh game, Pittsburgh Penguins, Ben Bishop went down in the first period, and that left Evgeny Nabokov, who made 18 saves and took the loss, 18 saves in two periods, so obviously there's a lot of blood on the ice there. But hopefully, they're hoping Bishop will be back by the weekend, because he was hot in the beginning of the season, but recently, I don't know if it's the defense not playing well, but they need to get something going. So with or without Ben Bishop, the show must go on, and they played tonight, and they ended up beating Philadelphia 3-1. This time with Andrei Vasilevskiy in net, who really played well. He was the 19th overall pick in the 2012 draft. He made 23 saves, only let in one goal. This was his NHL debut. So not a bad way to start off your NHL career. And hopefully if Ben's down for a longer time than they're expecting, Vasilevskiy can keep up that momentum and get a little winning streak going for the Lightning. It's always good to have a good backup goalie in case yours goes down, which we saw when he went down against Pittsburgh. It didn't pan out too well. So the Lightning started the night off tied with Detroit for first place. And Detroit lost in a shutout, which is nice. That only gives them 1 point. So Lightning ended the night with 43 points and Detroit with 42, putting Tampa Bay just above the Red Wings. Obviously, that has been the story of the season with the Lightning jumping back and forth between tied for first and in first place by themselves. They pretty much had the best record, or like point-wise, in the NHL. And I think Pittsburgh just jumped ahead here with 44. I may be wrong. I don't follow Pennsylvania sports. I'm not a fan of them. So what can you do? So they're not looking too good. They need to get some shit going here, because they start dropping that many games, and at some point, the Red Wings, who look really good, they're real hot right now, you can't afford to give too much leeway in that conference, so we'll see how that turns up. The Buccaneers at number one? What are you, was the division that bad? The Bucks? Are they? Nope, they're not number one in the division. They're sitting at the top spot in the draft at this point after that loss, a game they, again, should have won. Cam Newton not playing. I figured, hey, Tampa Bay's got a chance, and no. So they're in the sitting pretty at the number one draft spot next season in 2015. There's talk of picking up offensive line, kind of making that more stable, saying that's the reason these quarterbacks can't get anything going, but don't be a fool. Pick up Mariota, okay? If they don't, you don't get a first draft pick that often, and you don't want it, to be honest. You don't want. I mean, if your team's gonna suck, you might as well just suck and get the first pick. But you don't want to have that to happen year in and year out. So we don't want to make this a thing. But I would pick up Mariota. McCown's not the answer. You know, McCown is not the answer. Glennon, granted, neither of them have been given a decent shot, but you got to strike while the iron's hot, okay? So I think you go with Mariota. You got two big receivers that need someone that can throw to them. You got a defense who's looking better and better each week. Maybe put some pieces together in there in the draft, some high draft picks. And then you pick some people up on in the offseason, free agency. They got a decent amount of money there for cap space. So I think you go with the quarterback. That's the guy you need running the show. So, yeah, you may put a guy in like that. It may take a season or two, but I think you're going to get more games than two. You're going to win more games than two with him. That's my feeling. That and a numbness in my left arm. I don't know what that means. But let's stick with the NFL with possible coach firings here. Black Monday, that's what they call it. We're looking at Mark Trestman for the Bears. Didn't spend too much time there. He had a team good last year. They were decent last year. And this year, their pass defense, rush defense, their defense just fell apart. They've lost a lot of pieces. So don't be surprised if Trestman is not there Monday afternoon. Then we go to Mike Smith with the Falcons. With that team, you got to be able to do something. Yeah, they don't have a fucking running game. But you got to put something together. Again, their defense is fucking atrocious. So it's almost the same thing that the Bears are sitting with, where you got this really high-power offense where you should be putting up enough points so your defense can at least keep you in it, but the defense cannot even try to keep them in it because they're that garbage. They're just garbage. And we get talks of Coughlin leaving New Jersey. He won't be in New Jersey anymore with the New York Giants. His contract's up this season. So most likely with the three seasons that they've had, last season, which was just abysmal, and this season, which is stacking up to be just as bad. So they probably, if they're smart, they'll just part ways. And Coughlin may just pack it up. He's getting old, so we'll see how that turns out. And then you got John Harbaugh, that's been talked about for a while, possible trade to Oakland, or he may just go to Michigan. We'll see where he ends up, but again, that team, I don't know. You don't know these really good teams that just fell apart. I don't know what's going on. This season has been fucking nuts, so we'll see what happens there. Let's jump over to the Rays, see what the Rays are doing here. News came out today, Tuesday, December 16th, that the Rays have traded Matt Joyce to the Los Angeles Angels. And, you know, Joyce hasn't been the best player in the field for the Rays. And the Rays picked up some people that can easily replace him. So I think the trade was good. I guess he's a fan favorite, right? People like him. I see people wearing his jerseys. And they picked up from the Angels Kevin Gausman, a pretty good reliever. Had a really breakout season last season, and I think the Rays are putting together a decent rotation, and that's what they need. And now they just need to find some people to put other people on the bases. That's what they need to do. Am I right? I know what I'm talking about. You believe me. I'm a trustworthy source, right? For information about baseball? No? Oh, well, what can you do? What can you do? More news about the Rays. Thursday, the St. Pete City Council, they will vote to decide whether or not the Rays will be able to go out and look at other stadium prospects where they could possibly play in Pinellas and Hillsborough County. So we'll see how that turns out, obviously. Where I live right now, it'd be nice to see them on this side of the bay. But what can you do? Maybe if we put a light rail in there, Rick Scott, we'd be all set. That'd be nice. 1 cent tax, anyone? No? Too much? Too much for the poor? Too many poor people would be riding it? That's not good. You don't want that? No? You're not going to fucking ride it, you twats. You're not going to fucking ride it. Grow up. I can just see it. If that ever was to pass, Rick Scott would be the first one to ride it. He'd get on, big smile like it was his fucking idea. The fucking brutal sun gleaming off his bald, stupid, fucking pale head. Voldemort fucking face looking out at the crowd, pretending he's fucking happy, the goddamn reptile fucking scumbag that he is. I hope he falls off it into the bay. I hope it, like, when they make it, I hope it goes over the bay. I hope he's fine. I don't wish any ill will against the guy. Just hope he takes a mean spill into the drink. What's wrong with that? It's fun. It's fun. And that's what, maybe you'll be more remembered for that than you would be for just being a piece of shit. I'm getting political here on the sports second. Okay, I think that's going to do it. Once we get into politics on a sports show, I think that's where we're going to end it, right? Okay, folks, tune in on Thursday, Friday, whenever it comes out for your Tampa Bay Fantasy Sports Second. I'll put together one of the last few stacks, Tampa Bay Bucks fantasy stack of the season. We got two more weeks, and obviously they're not making the playoffs, so I will not be using them during the playoffs. They don't allow it, unless they got points for like how well they're doing in the offseason. Oh, this guy went fishing. He caught a nice fish. You know, little points there, depending on how big the bass is. Sea bass. Got some nice bass in the bay, I've heard. Okay, folks. As always, thank you for listening. Tampa, keep rolling. Let's get it stronger! Stonk it! Stonk it!